This is The Adam Ritz Show, a public affairs talk show touching on community, health, foundations, and more. The Adam Ritz Show is underwritten by Vibonomics, an audio out-of-home advertising marketplace and audio experience company. Info at Vibonomics.com. And now, from the Vibonomics studios, please welcome your public affairs radio host, Adam Ritz.
Hello again, everybody. Adam Ritz here with you. It's the Adam Ritz Show, public affairs in style with a smile. And joining me on the phone, Jay Baker, are you smiling right now? You better be.
Oh, this is my favorite time of the year, Adam. I love the holidays.
It is a great time of year. Hopefully our friends in the north are staying warm this time of year. We've had some brutal temperatures. To our friends in the south, we are jealous of you.
And it's that time of year where you do really reflect on where you might retire. And it's the usual suspects, isn't it? You think, man, Arizona's got much nicer weather than insert name of this state here, you know?
Yeah, you wonder. You watch these old Christmas movies too. You watch the old episode of the holiday episode of Little House on the Prairie, and you wonder how in the world did they exist in the 1800s in Minnesota on the prairie with no furnace. I mean, I can't do it in 2025. Yeah, in the Midwest, I don't know how they did it a couple hundred years ago.
They're in that mode of break up the piano to feed the fireplace, you know?
Oh, you just have to burn everything in sight to keep warm.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Well, Jay, I wanted to start today with a story with our friend Bobby Kimball. Bobby was the original lead singer of Toto, and he was the voice on such huge hits as Rosanna, Hold the Line, Africa. He did the high parts. So on the song Africa, David Page was the keyboardist, and he wrote the song, and David Page sings the first part of the song with the lower voice, and then once the chorus kicks in, I Bless the Rains Down in Africa, that high voice, that's famously Bobby Kimball, who hasn't been in Toto for several years. He's battling FTD, frontotemporal dementia. And we want to send Bobby our best and use his story to highlight the dementia organizations that are available for your volunteership, that are available for your donations. One in particular that we found is called the Dementia Society of America. They are located at dementiasociety.org. And there you can learn more about frontotemporal dementia, which is what Bobby is suffering from. And you can donate, make a donation right there on that website. Bobby Kimball, I mean, he was a rock star in the late 70s and the 80s.
And he was the best. And the part I always loved about Toto was Toto seemed more like the guys next door in your neighborhood than like the flash pant, you know, flash pot, tight leather pants guys. They were real guys, real kind of Midwest guys. And Bobby Kimball, as you said, front man with the most powerful voice I think that I'd heard in the 80s.
Yeah.
He could really belt out a song.
And you mentioned that they were like the guys next door. There's a famous picture, a famous meme that's been going around virally on social platforms, and it's a picture of Toto from like 1979.
Right.
And the caption says, "These guys look like the first five guys your mom dated after the divorce."
Yeah. So you know what I mean.
You know, and speaking of the holidays, Bobby Kimball has a great holiday song he released, I think in 2009. It's called Please Come Home for Christmas. So if you're on your music streaming platforms and you're searching out and making your holiday playlists, don't forget Bobby Kimball's Please Come Home for Christmas.
And good
here's another interesting thing about Bobby Kimball. There's a documentary called Kite on a String, the Bobby Kimball story. And I don't have the date on when this came out, but it came out this year. I mean, it's new. And part of the documentary is devoted to raising awareness about his condition and raising awareness about frontal temporal dementia and other dementias. So if you're a socially conscious person, you want to make the world a better place and you love 80s hits, this might be a great documentary for you to check out. Kite on a String, the Bobby Kimball story.
Yeah. It's a heartbreaking story. But like you said, this does help bring greater awareness.
Absolutely.
Because that's exactly what's needed for all of this. This is non-related, but just got through reading Ozzy Osbourne's final book called Last Rites. And he addresses some of those issues about aging rock stars and the fact that, you know, they're highly visible musicians and entertainers. So therefore, while it's heartbreaking that some of these things happen, it does just help underscore that, you know, the average everyday person is dealing with a lot of issues.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot going on. And with these celebrities, sometimes they're caught in a time capsule. You can watch Ozzy or Bobby Kimball. You can watch them on stage from when the hits were, you know, on the radio, and you don't think any time has passed, at least in their life. And then, you know, you see a recent photo of them or hear of their passing, and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of talk going on, speaking of dementia, with Bruce Willis and, you know, his diagnosis and how he's been out of the public eye for a while now. And you watch Die Hard, which may or may not be a Christmas movie, Jay. We don't have enough time in this. Don't have enough time in this radio broadcast to discuss that debate. But you watch a Bruce Willis movie, and you just don't. You think he's the same. You think it's all the same. And then you hear of diagnoses or worse, and you just don't realize that time has passed.
Yeah, it's difficult, but I think it does underscore that there's a number of people that are dealing with some issues, and if some of this touches you, like you've said before, reach out, give, do research, spend some money, spend some of your entertainment dollar on benefit concerts and things of that nature, because everything helps.
It does. Awareness and funding. So we've talked about this before. Even if you cannot or you're not in a position to give money, you can support the awareness. You know, share a post, like a post, comment on a post, and then all of your social media friends will see your interaction and the awareness will be raised.
Absolutely. Well, Adam, we know that there are smartphones, smart watches, even smart appliances, but now we can add smart earrings to the mix. The Lumina 2 has just been launched. It's a single earring. Now, it costs $250, and it might very well be the smallest wearable smart device in the world. Now,
okay, I can't wait to hear what this measures. I'm assuming it measures your health vitals.
Yeah, I love smartwatches. I swear by mine. I know that there is even a wearable ring that a lot of people like to wear on their hand because it's compact. And basically, you know, these devices are measuring basically your heartbeat and blood flow, et cetera. Now, the Lumina 2 earring claims that it can track your sleep, your blood flow, and even provide a daily readiness score if you need to know how prepared for the day ahead you are. The makers claim that due to its position on your head, it can give you instant insight on how your blood flow affects your energy, focus, and mental clarity. So kind of cool. Another wearable device, and this one pretty tiny, and it goes on your ear. Probably the downside is you're going to have to part with 250 of your hard-earned dollars to buy one.
And hopefully they have an option where you can log into Ozzy Osbourne or Bobby Kimball's playlists, and it'll just play the music right through the earring into your ear.
Right through the earring, yeah. You know, it's funny when I see these smart devices. As you know, there's usually, like you said, there's an interface either through your, you know, through your tablet or your phone. You can see, you can track different things. Whenever I see the activity tracker on my smartwatch, it basically says, you are an underachiever. Do more stuff. You know, when you get shamed by your watch, that's when you know you've got to bring some change yeah. into your life.
That's right. You're going to get shamed by your new earring.
My earring is shaming me.
Now, can I put the earring in my nose? Could I make it a nose ring? And if the answer is yes, will it then measure my mucus production?
It might. We're not vouching for the Lumina 2. We're just telling you it's out there. So if you want to give it a try,
I want a nose ring that alerts me, you now have a runny nose.
You are now a hipster, is I think what it reports yeah. on the dashboard. Well, this one may be a little difficult to write up in a police report. We're just sharing the story because I guess, even though it seems odd, it could happen to you. A Tennessee woman discovered that someone had stolen her entire driveway.
What?
Her driveway had been stolen after potential buyers pointed out that it was missing. Not her garage, her actual driveway. Realtor Paige Batten bought a home in October of 2024. She wanted to flip and sell the home. Now, when buyers called asking when she'd finished the driveway, she was a little confused because she knew that driveway was not perfect, but it turned out that the driveway was missing altogether.
Was it like a rock driveway and all the rocks were stolen?
Here's what happened. Neighbors said they saw three vehicles, including trucks with trailers and backhoes, working at the property the previous week, and that most neighbors thought that the owner, the realtor, Paige Batten, had hired those workers. Now, Batten believes the workers went to the wrong address by mistake and hopes that they'll come forward. Whatever company did this, please come forward and say, hey, I think we were at the wrong address. If not, apparently replacing the driveway and the porch of her home could cost about $12,000. But there's a situation where, yeah, it wasn't her primary residence and somebody stole her driveway. As strange as that sounds.
That is a commercial advertisement for the video doorbell. Because she would have gotten a notification that there was activity in front of her house, and she would have seen the video of men starting to work on her driveway, and she could have put a stop to it. So,
pretty amazing story, and I guess it could really happen to anybody if it's not your primary residence.
Yeah.
And the neighbors weren't alarmed. I live in a particularly very busy neighborhood, neither here nor there, but I bet, Adam, you've seen this firsthand. Neighbors are having a little bit of work done. Somebody across the street from us had a lot of landscaping done. The other neighbor had a porch put on the back of their house. I mean, I think we're very used to seeing workers work in the neighborhood, and you rarely think that any of those workers would be up to anything nefarious. I'm going to guess even these guys that took the driveway out were just basically doing their job. they were just doing their job in the wrong spot.
Yeah, it's a common occurrence. I had a neighbor just 2 weeks ago. They had there were three pickup trucks and four guys, and they were ripping the side of the house off to put new. I don't know if they once they got in the side of the house, they put in some insulation and then put up the new siding. I would have never thought either those guys are doing the wrong house, or they are criminals and they're stealing that siding.
Siding stealers.
They're siding stealers.
Something new. Yeah.
So the message here, we're actually also telling America that if you want to steal someone's driveway, you could probably get away with it.
Yes. If you thought to yourself, stealing driveways is your jam.
New business idea. Imagine. Stealing driveways.
And some guy, you could just see it now when they make the movie. What are you in for, kid? Did you harm someone? No, sir. I stole their driveway.
Stole a driveway. Well, good luck to her, and hope the original homeowner is still waiting on the guys to show up to get the work done.
Yeah, the original homeowner is going, hey, I told them to get this driveway out of here. Hey, here's a cool story about a rock star doing good, and it has a Christmas tie-in.
Ah.
Alice Cooper just held his 23rd annual Christmas pudding concert. He does it at the Celebrity Theater in Phoenix. He was joined by the original Alice Cooper band, along with former Eagles guitarist Don Felder, Ed Roland from Collective Soul, Robin Wilson of the Gin Blossoms, and a whole lot of other great musicians. The show raises money for Alice's program. It's called the Solid Rock Teen Center, which offers music, dance, art, and vocational programs for children aged 12 to 20.
That's the perfect example of using your entertainment dollar for a great night out for a great cause. Your money will go to a great cause, and you get to hear some great hits from Alice Cooper and the Eagles and Gin Blossoms. And did you say Collective Soul, or did I imagine that?
Yeah, one of the guys from Collective Soul. When I say one of the guys, you and I know these bands can blend together in your mind, but Ed Roland from Collective Soul was one of the featured musicians. Thank you, Jay. Yes, Ed did some card tricks and the kids loved it. My goodness.
That's just that visual. I'm seeing the lead singer for Collective Soul dressed like Doug Henning now.
Yes, absolutely. Well, when you speak for a living, sometimes that can fail you.
That's I want to go 23rd annual. So that's this is quite the annual festive occurrence, and we can maybe look forward to going to the 24th annual next year.
And it's in Phoenix. You know, the weather's nice. You know, we always laugh. Alice Cooper loves golf as much as he loves rock and roll. Mm-hmm. And there's always pictures of Alice looking like Alice out on a golf course.
Yeah.
Don't be scared, kids. It's just local legend Alice Cooper.
Making a 9-foot putt for birdie.
That's right. Hey, here's kind of a cool story. And it begins with the show Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. John Oliver somehow convinced the Bob Ross estate to donate a painting by the late icon, and they took it to auction to raise money for NPR. Now, you know, Bob Ross has gotten a lot of attention. He's the famous, I can't remember the exact name of the show, but remember, he would show you how to paint.
Yeah. Oh, Bob Ross is, there's Chia Pets. He famously had the afro. A perm, like the kind of, like a Mike Brady perm, but it was big, big bushy perm. So the Chia Pet fits in perfect. He'd show you how to paint the fluffy clouds in the landscapes with, you know, he'd just draw some triangles, and all of a sudden it would look exactly like a pine tree on a mountain. And he was
absolutely
so, you know, serene and calm.
Laid back and calm.
And
yeah. And I finally found it. Sorry, I'm interrupting you, but the show was called The Joy of Painting.
The Joy of Painting. So I apologize for interrupting you, because this is when you bring up Bob Ross, I have to tell you this.
Sure. No, that's fine. I love Bob Ross stories.
This is sort of a warning. I guess this fits into public affairs. You can't believe everything you see in the world of AI. There are AI videos of Bob Ross and Mr. Rogers that I've been seeing pop up on my Instagram, and they look so real. And it's Bob Ross, for example, he'll be painting, a landscape with a pine tree, and then he flips out and starts swearing and yelling, and he throws the canvas and throws his paint and yells and screams. And that is the antithesis of what Bob Ross was.
Correct.
He is no longer with us. He has passed, and he was not a maniac by any stretch. And these videos are him just absolutely freaking out on the paintings. I've seen a couple with him and Mr. Rogers yelling at each other. And they look so real. AI is crazy.
And you and I know that neither of these men in their lives probably ever raised their voice.
Never.
So that's, I think, hence the comedy.
And along these lines of AI-generated videos, there's a lot out there I've seen of Bob Barker on The Price is Right. And he was such a congenial gentleman. These videos are of him just going nuts and yelling and screaming and cussing at the contestants, and they look absolutely real. If you didn't know Bob Barker, you'd just think he was the biggest jerk that's ever walked. They're not real videos. To the youngsters watching these videos, they're not real.
No, they're not. But AI, if nothing else, it's entertaining and scratches. But John Oliver, I don't always agree with some of his political takes, but I do admire the fact that he got the Bob Ross. I'm trying to think. I was going to say family, but this was the Bob Ross estate. Yeah, to donate one of their paintings. It's called Cabinet Sunset. It was painted on season 10 of The Joy of Painting back in 1986. This painting sold for $1 million.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome. A new auction record for Bob Ross paintings. The previous one was $318,000. The auction raised about $1.5 million total for Public Media Bridge Fund, which is part of the local public broadcaster's ability to get funding after the federal government cut their funding.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, and we've always said that, you know, if you can get the government out of the broadcast business, it's for the better. And that's maybe, hopefully, not just my editorial comment, but this is a great part of National Public Radio sort of standing on its own feet and raising money for itself.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Here's something interesting. A taste for cheese could be positive in the dementia world.
Ah, that is great news. I love cheese.
Everyone loves cheese. Now, we've been told, you know, you got to take cheese with moderation. But a study in Japan found that people who eat cheese at least once a week may have a lower risk of developing dementia from those that don't eat it at all.
That is quite amazing. Quite amazing.
They tracked nearly 8,000 people over the age of 65 for 3 years. Cheese contains nutrients that help brain health, including vitamin K, and it's rich in beneficial bacteria for your stomach. Studies have shown a big connection between stomach health and dementia risk.
I guess there's lactose intolerant people that don't eat cheese, but I'm thinking it's crazy to even find anybody for the study that is willing to volunteer not eating cheese.
Yeah, well, you know, like you said, maybe for some people cheese just isn't their cup of tea, but cheese is something that a lot of people enjoy. Certainly the charcuterie board craze has helped bring cheese back into the forefront. But anyway, there is supposedly a good connection. Now, researchers say, and this is always the part you and I know, we've lived long enough in life. We've heard the studies, coffee good, next study, coffee bad.
Yeah.
Next study, coffee good in moderation. Next study, coffee good in moderation. But this, I mean, you know, it right. goes all over the board. But researchers say more studies are needed to understand exactly how cheese does help you. And then here's the key word, how much people should eat. So if you say to yourself, well, cheese is good for me, and you sit down and eat 2 to 3 pounds per serving.
That's a lot of cheese.
May say to yourself, oh, cheese, not as good.
No, no. But here's how Jay Baker gets me to eat more cheese. He tells me that it could reduce my risk of dementia.
Yeah, there you go.
Cheese, please.
That's all you needed to hear. We were talking about Christmas songs. This is that time of year you hear Christmas songs. As usual, with some Christmas songs, you love them. Some of them you go, that Christmas song kind of wears thin on me.
I thought of you this week. I was on a walk, and I heard Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And
we had talked about
how many people hate that song, but I have to admit I like it. We've got about 3 minutes left here, Jay, so this is perfect timing to wrap it up with a discussion of holiday music.
Well, you're going to love this one. There is a holiday game out there that you can play with your friends. It started December 1st, so it's already begun, but you can at least get the gist of the game.
Okay.
It's called Wham-ageddon. Have you heard of this?
No, but it's Wham related. What's the song?
You're going to love this.
Does it involve the song Last Christmas and George Michael?
It does.
Okay.
The object is to go as long as humanly possible this holiday season without hearing Wham's Last Christmas.
Okay.
Now, what happens is you try to avoid the song as much as possible. Only the original studio recording counts. So if somebody's humming it or if a mariachi band starts playing it, it won't result in your elimination.
Okay.
But as soon as a person hears and recognizes the song, they're out. Now, that means that you have to rely on the integrity of the people that are playing along. So you need to make sure you've got some good, honest friends to play this game with.
There is a level of integrity that is involved when you play a game of what? Whamageddon?
Whamageddon. And it's said here that if you accidentally hear it on the music system at the grocery store, sorry, you're out.
Yeah, now, that counts.
That's right. When you get hit with the song, you got to post on social media where you heard it. So there's a timestamp for competitive purposes.
Yeah,
I thought this was great.
And you can throw in money in a hat, and you know the last remaining ears that didn't hear the song wins the money. You could also do this for charity.
Absolutely. So it's supposed to be a friendly and fun game of randomness. So don't send your friends an email with a hidden audio file in it or planned playlist pop-ups in the car. That's considered bad form if you are playing Whamageddon this season. So you'll have to see to yourself, Adam, we still have a few more weeks here in December. You'll have to see if you can avoid hearing this song till the first of the year.
My ears are open now. I will be listening for that song. I know I've heard it this holiday season. I don't know when or how long ago it was, but starting now, our game of Whamageddon between Jay and Adam, it starts now. Let's see if we can go a whole week here and not hear the song. We'll report back on next week's show. And like you said, if you hear it in your dentist office, that counts.
But that's right.
But not if the dentist is humming it while he's inside your mouth.
No, he's fine.
All right, Jay. Appreciate all your efforts in contributing to the public, the world of public affairs radio. My name is Adam Ritz. You can join me on X, formerly Twitter, @AdamRitz, and on Instagram, I am @AdamRitzShow.
The Adam Ritz Show is recorded live in studio at the Vibonomics Worldwide Headquarters. Learn more about the Vibonomics Audio Out-of-Home Marketplace at Vibonomics.com. For information on this broadcast, including past on-demand episodes, interview submissions, and syndication contacts, visit AdamRitzShow.com.